This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. First of all, it's really great to meet you. And thank you so much for inviting me here. And to answer your question, you know, how would I really define myself? I think a customer-obsessed individual who works in customer success industry, and I've been working into it from a very long time. I mean, almost 5 years now. So that's how I really like to define myself in front of my customers as well. And what I do, of course, you know, I try to create and deliver awesome customer experiences. So that's what I do.
Pawan, how are you involved with user adoption?
So with my customers, I am involved with the users from day one of their journey when they start with us. So from the onboarding day one, I get involved with my customers in all sorts of conversation, whether, you know, it requires me to be there specifically or, you know, I just be there to make sure that, you know, I'm able to get all the points that customer is putting us through, whatever information or business use cases they have to share with us, you know, because all this information, it can be very handy in certain situations. And that goes a very long way to, you know, create an awesome customer journey, to deliver things on time, and to, you know, personalize the whole experience with every individual customer that you're dealing with.
Pawan, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
So the biggest successes that I've seen, I mean, there are so many I can actually think of, you know. But yeah, challenges is something that happens not a lot of times, but whenever it happens, of course, it can create a chaos in any environment. So with user adoption, I'll start with the challenges first. So there can be challenges a lot of times when a user is not really, you know, very well versed with the technology. That's the first thing that happens with a lot of clients, you know, that they know that they have purchased a product. However, they really are not aware or that much invested to know that, you know, the capabilities that it actually offers to them. It can cater a lot of, you know, business problems that they have. However, you know, that communication gap or, you know, lack of information can really create a problem for a lot of CSMs like me. So that is where, you know, I like to, you know, get into the conversation. I try to bring in the customer and me on the same page. You know, we tend to get into very deeper conversations, see what all sorts of problems are there, you know, and the solutions that we can deliver maybe immediately. Sometimes it also takes time, maybe, you know, it requires some sort of customization. We have to build something on our end. So these are the challenges that generally I face. And with successes, I think there are so many accounts where, you know, we've been able to deliver great outcomes and, you know, we were able to grow those accounts by 10x or 20x just by, you know, what? That we were able to set the expectations correct. That's the first thing. You know what your customer wants and you really know that your solution actually delivers those outcomes that your customer is looking for. So these are the things that can help you, you know, achieve the biggest successes.
Pawan, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
So people who are actually looking to improve user adoption, I think first thing is going to be, you know, setting up the expectations correct. That is, you know, if I have to explain it, make sure that your customer understands what they're purchasing, you know, what software they're actually buying and how it can help their business. Whatever solution they're purchasing, it should be able to cater all those problems. It should be the 100% right fit. Otherwise, your user might not be so much interested in continuing you with, you know, for a longer time. And it may end up as a churn for you. So one should really focus that, you know, they're giving the right solutions to the customers. You're always pitching up the right solution to the customers. We should also focus on quality over quantity. A lot of people, you know, try to overcommit things. Never do that because ultimately it's going to lead you towards a disaster and you're going to ruin your and your organization's image. And to help user adoption, it's really important that you engage with customers on regular intervals. You help them understand, you know, what else is coming up in the product. Also try to understand that, you know, what they are trying to say in the product, what sort of features are going to be helpful for them personally, you know, on a personal note. And run different sort of surveys, collect as many feedbacks as possible through NPS or, you know, satisfaction surveys. talk to other stakeholders in the organization, see the people who are using the product, and you know, also talk to the decision makers, because all of them are going to have a different point of view towards your product. Why? Because all of them use it for a different purpose altogether. So you need to be invested with each and every individual who's involved in the decision making, purchasing, and you know, ultimately using that product. So you have to be very proactive with all these things. Always make sure that you know, you're sharing the right piece of information, product roadmaps, you know, check with your customer, go on business reviews, help them understand, you know, what's working out, how's the industry performing. You know, these sort of information is really important. So you should be able to capture all the data points, and you should be able to leverage all of this information according to your customer's interest. That's how you can really improve the user adoption.
Pawan, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, personally, you know, I have been reading and listening to a lot of different people, you know, through different books. And, you know, there are podcasts also available just like yours. You know, there are so many people from the customer success industry, from different organizations. So there are so many people. So it's difficult to name a few. But yeah, there are so many blogs available right now. And it's such a great time to be in customer success industry. Reason being, you know, it's emerging. Everyone, you know, is talking about it. It's like, you know, the biggest thing in SaaS industry, I would say. There was a time when people always used to talk about sales. Now it's not just sales. People do recognize the talent and, you know, the change that customer success community is bringing in. So there are so many places where you can actually learn about user adoption. Specifically coming to my work, I am planning to, you know, start my own podcast as well. And I am, you know, working on a blog as well. So there are certain people with whom I'm collaborating, you know, with whom I'm talking to collaborate about it. And I'm pretty sure within a month or few, it will be available for people where, you know, we would have people from different organizations talk about, you know, all these problems that we face in general, you know, communication on day-to-day lives with our customers. And all of us would be able to put together our perspective towards all those, you know, problems and, you know, share the solutions that they think of, you know, that's something that works to them.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.